Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now, here's Jessica.
Thank you, Max. Happy Monday. Are you really happy today? Yes. We have to claim that we are happy today and this week and this month and this year. Even if we're going through a lot of trials, this is what we're going to talk about today. Today, yes, financial trials. Actually, you know, most moms, in women in particular, we were born to be warriors, not warriors, warriors. But we can be a warrior also. So this is. How was your weekend, ladies? This week, what did I do this weekend? It was daughter's weekend. So we had, you know, I had to take out my daughters. We had bonding moments, talked, you know, about love and life and how to move forward with their lives, you know, in spite of this whole pandemic. And it was really cool. I was able to, and of course, there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of problems. I had like two bad news this week from a couple of, you know, people that I know. So, but you know, life has to go on. So our quote for today. Now I have to post about my son. Is it National Sons Day? Okay, happy National Sons Day to all the sons out there, including my husband. Hello. So, yeah, and my son, Grant. I have to post. I love you, Grant. Okay, a measure of your wealth is how much you'd be worth if you lost all your money. Right, Max?
For others.
As we all continue to deal with the pandemic, one of the things that many of us have also had to deal with is a shortage of resources. For some people, this has just been a minor inconvenience where maybe they couldn't buy as many rolls of toilet paper as they could, you know, have liked, or something that they wanted to buy was out of stock. And for some people, though, this has been life-changing as they've lost their jobs and had to rely on unemployment and trying to find new work. For people in the second group, though, there have been serious concerns such as how they were going to pay their rent or mortgages, where they'd have enough money to pay their bills, and in some cases, even concerns about how they were going to put food on the table every single day, every single night. In so many ways, this time has been a reminder of both how important money is and how reliant we are on it. And while in some instances it has brought out the best in people, such as those who set up refrigerators of free food so that their neighbors could have access fresh produce, we also can't ignore that it's also brought out some scammers as well, trying to prey on people who may just be trying to take care of their families. This is so sad. You know, so now we are going to talk about this, and I invited someone who's out there to really help moms, and not because she's promoting an establishment or she's promoting a business or something like that. She's a former investment specialist, a corporate investment trainer, head financial advisor and banker, who is currently a bank manager, and she's also a mom of three entrepreneurs. So I will have her on our show right today. I'm so happy to be, you know, to have her on our show. And so I want to call her, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, here she is, Toni Rose Bolowan. Did I pronounce this right, Toni Rose?
Hello. Hi, Miss Jessica. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Did I pronounce you right? Your last name right? Balawan, right?
Balawan.
Oh, it's Balawan. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
How many vowels in my name?
Yeah. So, welcome to the show. Yeah.
My pleasure.
Tony Rose,
pleasure.
We need you now more than ever. And I invited you because I know that you're not promoting any establishment nor business. You're really a mom of three children who wants to help other moms out there. Now, my first, tell us about your, involvement in the industry. Yeah. So, yeah. The financial industry. Tell us about yourself first.
Well, basically I was a financial advisor the longest time way back in the Philippines. I was, I was an investment specialist. Mm-hmm. Also, I was working for a company to do their stock market and such and such. And when I moved back here in America, I was a banker, and now I'm a branch manager for the bank.
Yeah.
So I have seen the transition from Asian countries to American and Western culture in terms of their dealing with their finances. So that's pretty much, I'm more well versed with how to save and how to deal with, if you don't have money, what should I do? What are my options? So, yeah.
Okay. In general, our banks, let's talk about banks because you're now actually you're working in a bank now. In general, are banks being more or less flexible with loans during this time? I mean, we have to know that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I can say, yes, they are. A lot of people might not agree with that one, but yes, they are. With your credit cards, we have deferral programs.
Okay.
Auto loans have deferral programs. Same with your mortgage payment, they have deferral programs. So what is deferral program? Deferral program is actually a way of not being obliged to pay your minimum payment for a credit card or your monthly mortgages or car insurance. Right now, we do have offers of 3 months to 6 months deferral.
Okay.
How does it work? So basically,
what does it mean? What does it mean for, for like real moms who are not, business people? Yeah.
Okay. So scenario wise, for example, you have a term, let's say for a car.
Okay.
You have a car payment for 5 years.
Okay.
Deferral program, if you get into deferral program, in the layman's term, basically instead of paying it for 5 years, it will become 5 years and 3 months.
Okay.
You're skipping 3 months and adding that one to the later part.
Oh,
of the
at the end. Oh, so you can actually do that?
Yes, there are some banks that offer an extended financial program for your loan. So you take advantage of like my daughter's car. We took advantage of, okay, mom, this bank actually is offering not to pay my monthly payment for my car. Should I take advantage of it? I'm like, number one, it doesn't affect your credit. Okay.
Oh, so good. I didn't know that. Okay. Good.
It doesn't affect your credit. So it's actually a good option for you to take advantage of it. And since you're not working, a lot of moms there are not working right now because daycare problem. They don't have kids that will take care of their, kids at home. There's no daycare to drop off their kids right now. So they can take advantage of that.
Okay.
They can stay home. They can take advantage of the deferral program. So you're keeping that money set aside for more rainy days.
Basically. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to really pick up the phone and really call the bank. Who do we speak? I mean, who do we talk to? What do we ask? Like, how are the process of,
So it's always nice to have your own banker that you can hey, Tony Rose, or hey, Mr. Like This.
But not everyone is like you.
But building a relationship right now, we have online banking, mobile banking. You can have all of your, questions answered with their FAQ in their website. You can take a look at that one. And of course, there is always a mortgage people in each bank. So you're always free to, walk in. What best to do is, of course, save an appointment right now. You don't want to be going there and waiting in the line during this quarantine and pandemic time. So setting up a schedule with your banker or with your financial advisor or with your mortgage officer to see your options, because we do have a lot of options right now. Now, if you're into a deferral, you don't want to take advantage of deferral, you could have an option to refinance. There is also an option to refinance, and you can cash out the value of your money. So let's say Okay. How does it work? So let's say you bought your house.
Hold on, let's not get a, you. Mm-hmm. What is? Okay, let's not get hold of ourselves. Like, how do you?
Okay.
With a, okay, so we have a Max. What is that? Okay, my producer Max, can you ask her? She's asking something. the question is we want to put the payment for the car, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, so what do we ask for?
So you ask them, do you have a deferral assistance program right now? So they do offer that in their site. Because every banks right now have their COVID relief.
Really? Oh, okay.
They have their own programs.
There you
right
go.
Now.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So every mm-hmm. time, so moms, listen. So every time you go through an app, a bank app, there's always a COVID relief. And you have to, go through the steps and really talk to somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That's very, very good. That's, mm-hmm. we just want to make, we need that clarity for these moms.
Yep.
Because not all moms are business women. And now, I'm always dependent on my husband or my kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. just now that I'm starting to, oh, shoot, really? I didn't even know the stuff that you told me when I interviewed you. I'm like, oh my God, you can do that. So now with credit cards, a lot of people out there mm-hmm. cannot really, pay for the, of course, minimum, but how can they, if their credit score is not, good, how can they fix this? Can you help?
How can they fix this?
Yeah.
So those people who have a lot of credit cards, if you're going to compare credit card to shark loans, those loans right now they're offering with 35% annual percentage rate, that's just so much. So okay. I would rather take the credit card, extend it to deferral, and sooner or later, I will still continue to pay the minimum. Eventually, when you fix your credit, you can always lower it down and you can always put it into a consolidation, that's going to be your last option. If you can't really make a payment and your credit card is screwed up, there are a lot of options that you can do. Now, let's say you can't pay the credit card, there's no food in the table. The last resort is you have a car, you have a payment car, you have a pink slip. You can always have your car loaned.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You can use that as collateral.
What is a good good credit score now? Has it changed? Or is it still the same?
It is still kind of like the same, but the general form of credit score is now lowering down in terms of, because right now you can buy a house by having 620. Before. Yeah.
Wow. Before. 620.
Yeah, 620. You can already afford to get a house. Before it has to be like 720.
Seven, right? Yeah,
720
right?
to get. Yep. Because first time home buyer, I'm a first time home buyer. I just got my house as well this year.
Okay.
And I took advantage of the FSA and everything because I am building the equity of my house.
What is FSA? So that
I'm home buyers.
Okay.
First-time home buyers. So if you're planning to buy a house and you have save up, let's say about 10 to 20,000 in your bank account, or if you have that line on your 401k, you can take advantage of it so that you are building equity of your house. I bought my house for about 550.
Okay.
That was the value of my house now is 620. Would you imagine that 70?
Wow.
70,000 already was, a part of my equity.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
We're in California. We're in LA.
Yeah. So now it's good to actually know this, that now it's 620 for the credit score.
Yes, for FHAs, yes. There are some things that are very, very flexible.
For home, right? For home.
Yes, for homes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there are some people who've been laid off or fired as a result of the pandemic who are taking this, this time to start their own businesses. Do you think that there are some industries that are more financially viable than others?
Yes. And food. Food is the number one thing. I mean, people eat not only three times a day.
Yes.
And you cannot turn down a good food. That's the thing that fastens you sane during this quarantine time as well.
So
some people are losing weight. Some of them are getting into meal planning and everything. And my kids, they had their business for 3 years already.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. Listen to this, moms. Because I think this will help them. You know, Tony Rose, I'm so proud of your kids, and you teaching them to do this business at a very young age, like really young age. I'm so proud of you. And this is how they started. Can you tell them? Because this could help actually other moms and, you know, and their children to start somehow with a small amount of money. And now, can you share this with them?
So this all started way back when they moved here of 2016 Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we were giving away, you know, something that is homemade. It's always nice.
Yeah.
So we were thinking of a dessert that's something Filipino type. We have to introduce what is our culture. This is what we have. So the mango float is a known dessert in the Philippines. It's a Graham frozen cream cake topped with Filipino mango.
It's so good.
So they gave that away for Christmas, and we were giving it away for Christmas gifts. And we usually bring it for potluck during Christmas parties.
Okay.
And people who tasted that one's like, oh, this is something new. This is very refreshing. It's not so sweet. So a lot of people were like, okay, can you do more? You know, we want to order. Of course, Mike is okay, we'll make it for free. You know, tita, tito, aunties, uncles, we'll make it for free. But a lot of them were like, I want to bring it in a party. Graduation season came, they want to bring it in a party. Potluck, Manny Pacquiao's game, they want to bring it a party. So these people who used to have, they only know the dessert by themselves, they bring it in the party. So it multiplies. People are knowing about it. So my kids started to print out, you know, 1,000 business cards. So they started get bigger and bigger. And then last year they joined the farmer's market. So they're And then now they took advantage of the quarantine. A lot of people are in social media right now. So they're full blast with their Instagram and website.
Yeah. So they...
And they're literally selling this dessert. And they're meeting out people on the weekends. Deliveries, pick-up, meetups. Yeah.
So, Max, did you hear that? They started... Wait, how much... Okay, can I ask you how much money did they invest? So just people... You know, because I want to ask you later, if you have $1,000, what would you do? So how much money... how much money did they invest, start with? Because right now they get paid... They pay themselves $150 every week. Three each of them. This is so cute. Like, how much money did they start with this for this business?
They started only with the ingredients at first, obviously.
Okay.
And then when people started to order more, of course, you have to have a label. You know,
yes.
$20 label.
Yeah.
And staples or something, you know, business cards. This is about $30.
Okay.
And then, you know, just every time you're selling out money, and the rule of the thumb is, whatever your expenditures for the ingredients, you have to triple that. And that's supposed to be your total. That's the rule of the thumb if you're doing food. So let's say if you're making $10 worth of cookies, you have to sell that for $30.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
That's good to know. Yeah. So, and then, basically
what market are you at? Because I know, I think they travel. You guys travel every weekend, right? You go to farmers market.
Not anymore farmers market, since they are well known now. They are just full blast on Instagram. So they go to West Covina, they go to Carson, Rancho Cucamonga, Eagle Rock, LA. They just started the Oxnard. They're going Ventura now.
Wow.
What's
the name? What's the name? Can you like tell you what's the Instagram with the name of their business?
Their Instagram name is Mango Float JRJ.
Yeah.
It's just their initials.
Mango Float JRJ. I have to tell my kids to watch this show. So they won't rely on us and just like find their own, you know, do their own. Look at this. Like three little kids who started with a mango float and, you know, just giving away, and now they have their own business, and now they literally make money every weekend.
But yes, they are.
You know, it's hard work. So basically, even if you have, you can find, well, I'm posting it now on my Instagram, on my Polish Woman. You can find them. And Tony Rose gave me one time. Oh my God, it's so good. She sent me this mango float. It's amazing. It's super good. It's so refreshing. So I mean, even if you have $100, you can actually start a business for $100.
Yes.
But it's like, it's the thing is, it's hard work, right? Oh my gosh.
Think of something that you enjoy doing.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep your sanity. Get a hobby that you can actually make fun of it. Like a lot of my sister just started sewing masks. My sister doesn't even know how to crochet. And now he's sewing masks. So, really? You know, this stuff, like they put cute stickers on their masks and everything. And a lot of people, it's not only my kids who are doing business right now. There's a lot of mom right now who are actually on Instagram and selling any product that they can think of. Some of them are selling food prep for keto. Because it's a hard preparation sometimes to do, you know. So it's my neighborhood. I have this lady here who gives casserole free taste. And then, of course, it's so good that you have to order again. So those are little simple business that you make money out of it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Max? Should I start selling here in my house?
I want mango float right now. I'm looking at it on Instagram. It looks so good.
Thank you.
See, you can't. Okay, you know, ladies, right? Tony Rose, you cannot just sob. You cannot worry. You cannot sit down. You know, if you're going through hell, do not stop. Think of what your kids, you know, have done. Think of what is happening, you know, what is something that you're good at, you're passionate about, and get it out there. And people will just eventually, and you know, you're right, food. Because people love to eat. And whatever happens, people will eat. They will still send money. Okay. So now let's go back to the financial. What steps should a person take if they worry their account may be overdrafted if there's less money coming in?
Okay. If there's less money coming in, there's another way also to look for money. So, you know, you have a lot of stuff in the garage that are just clutter and you don't need it. Put up a garage sale. Okay.
Oh my God.
Put up a garage sale. Easy as that. You get probably $100. Unnecessary. Unnecessary subscription.
Okay.
With unnecessary subscription. You know, there are some subscription there that you don't even watch anymore, or probably you have forgotten you even have that. Take a look at your bank account. Review your bank account. Check it. If there are an example, my husband have this car Wi-Fi subscription for $35. Okay. And we're not going on a road trip anytime soon. I canceled it. That $35 will pay for my SoCal gas company.
My gosh. That's so true.
Extreme budgeting is really, really good. And moms are really good at it because moms are born to be, you know, lookers, finders, you know.
Yes, yes.
You know, we make good things out of stuff. So.
Oh my God, that's so, wow, Tony Rose, that's a very good advice. So, yeah, maybe we should like look at our, you know, our garage and and bank state. No, the garage, that's so true. Declutter your garage and, not every, and Max is saying not everyone has garage, but, you know, but you will always have all the stuff that you want to sell. I'm not kidding. Like the other day, I actually decluttered my cabinets and stuff. There's so much that you really need, like, just get rid of and start a whole new, start a whole new thing. Wow, this is so good. Okay, in the event that there is another stimulus payment, how do you advise people use that money to make the most of it? And how much is the payment right now? It used to be $600, but now I think it's down to $300. Okay, I'm losing Tony Rose. Yeah, that is like a great idea to clean out the garage. Okay, though, Tony Rose, you're back.
Yes.
Okay, Tony Rose, you're back. So in the event that there is another stimulus payment, how do you advise people use that money, you know, to make the most of it? And I think it started from, it started from 600, 300. And do you think there would be more? I mean, there would be another one?
Well, hopefully we are. We're going to have some. Well, basically, that's just a tax money relief from our own money, basically. Okay. So I hope we get one. But if we do get one, we have to prioritize two things. Shelter and food. Those are the only things. If we are very tight, don't spend it with wants. Just do the needs. I know sometimes it's hard. You have to pay yourself or you have to pay yourself. But think about, you know, example, $5.99 for a pound for a steak. I made that as a dinner for my kids. Fancy dinner, steak and everything. I only spend like $35. If I go to a restaurant right now, my $35 is just a dessert.
That's so true.
You're learning. Yeah. It's a personal touch. You're learning how to cook. It's a personal touch for your family.
Yeah.
Anything that is made by mom, it's always delicious, even if sometimes it's not so good. But they'll eat it, you know? They'll eat it no matter what. So
that's so true. That's so good. Okay, yeah. Instead of going out, like, you know, for us, I've actually talked to my kids about this. Instead of us going out every weekend, you know what I mean? Like spending money, let's try to, like, this weekend we'll just have, you know, a pool time and just barbecue at home, you know, and just be simple. And actually,
we're in LA.
Yeah, right, California.
We have a lot of things to be thankful for. You know, we have lakes, we have beaches, we have mountains, we have hiking everywhere. So take advantage of that because nature seeking is also calms to you.
Yeah, actually, this is, I know that's so true. Actually, we're very lucky here in LA that we have good weather, that we can just go out and just, you know, but winter is coming. But even if winter's coming, it's always good here in LA.
That is true.
Not if you live though in Minnesota. Oh my gosh, I'm actually very, you know, I'm worried about, you know, the whole, you know, it's going to be fall season soon and the virus is going to, you know, what does it mean? Is the virus going to spread more back to, or we're going to have colds, right? Max is like, let's go back to financial. Okay. When money is tight, what's your advice for people who want to treat themselves, you know, or others?
Yeah.
Like
we have mentioned earlier, treat your family, treat yourself, your husband, probably learning how to massage would be a good way. Learn it to yourself and then learn it to your husband. Teach your husband so your husband do it back to you. I guess that's what, you know, there's a lot of DIYs right now that you can, you know, simple stuff. Let's make that family bonding more tighter as much as possible. We need each other, you know, each other would be, you know, a good hand in hand, you know, cuddle with each other, you know, help each other. And of course, like, you know, you don't need a fancy dinner to. You don't need to spend. You don't need to be luxury.
Did you hear that, Max? No more Chinese massage for us. That's still, the Chinese massage is like what? How much? $30? That's still $30. I'm just going to massage Dave and Dave will massage me. Okay. Wait. So all investments have risk. And
yes.
But there are some ways to invest that are safer than others. And why?
Okay. So investments right now, we do have a lot of investments. You might think about, you know, I have a spare, you know, room in my house, or I would like to have a guest around your back. If you have the extra money, do it. Because it's a long term, you will get a money out of that, you know, renting out a guest house at the back. Now, in terms of investment wise, my kids just recently bought some stocks for airlines and cruise lines.
Yeah, you told me about that.
It was just about 12 bucks, 12 bucks each share. And we used to be like 50s and 60s. It's inevitable that we are all going to go travel again once all is this done. So their prices will go up eventually. You know, you don't need to have a lot of money to start investing. Just a couple of thousands, even a thousand. There are some investment management companies that will allow you to invest with just $1,000.
Yes. So,
and if we're scared, there is a social media, people out there like you, influencers and everything that will teach us how to do it. And they're willing to do it for free. So take advantage of that.
Oh my gosh. Wait, speaking of $1,000, I'm going to ask you, can you help all these moms? Can you know, suggest what can they do with, what is your advice? If you have $1,000 left, what would you do?
Yeah. I was raised by a businesswoman and a businessman.
Okay.
And, so business would always be something that I am always, so I'm scaredy cat with business sometimes. I'm scared. Yes. But you don't have to start big. You can start little. Baby steps will go make you further. You can't jump into high school if you haven't gone to grade one first. So you have to do it step by step. If you're going to invest a little bit for business, for if you have $1,000 in your bank account, invest that $100 in a small business, cookie business, pastry business, whatever business you can think of. At least you're doubling the money. And putting your money, you don't have to put your money in one basket as well. For investment, savvy people there, my advice is don't put your eggs in one basket. Create another hen for you to have another egg-laying hen so that you will have more eggs to come.
Oh, my God. That's so good. So you suggest to pay for credit cards to only pay, you know, if you have that money, to only pay the minimum for now.
Yes. But if you have the money,
yes.
But you're so tight that you don't have any more money to put in the table for food, then don't. Okay? It's not the end of the world if you overdraft your account, if you don't pay the minimum payment of your card. Just don't screw your credit, because credit at the end of the road will still be needed. So paying the minimum is okay. If you can get a deferral program, yes, go for it. Prioritize. That's the most important thing. Prioritize.
But how if the collectors are already calling? Yeah.
Don't hit the collection. So meaning to say, still be on top of the game. Never go into the collection side as much as possible. Don't go to the collection side, because you're in the collection.
But how if you know, for so many women, how if it's already there? Yeah, before listening to our show, how is that?
Well, collections, to be honest with you, all credit cards are insured. You're going to hate me for this. Credit cards that are insured. So banks will sell this to the collection with a fraction of the amount that you owe them. So let's say you borrowed $10,000, you owe $10,000. Probably this bank is just going to sell your information for about $1,000. Okay. So the collector will try to get the $10,000 from you, but you don't really have to pay the entire $10,000.
Wait, so you can actually,
that if you are negotiating, if you are also,
so you can actually talk to someone from the bank, right, Max? That's what you're saying. You can talk to someone from the bank, and tell them that you're having a tough time. This is such a great advice. Wait, Tony Rose, this is what happens when we're live. Tony Rose, hello. Wait, she'll be right back. So, wow, I am learning so much from her. This is so good. See, this is why I love, she would be a great guest for all of us, because she would be helping us step by step. Yeah, so I am so happy. But you know what? I've heard of this new app. And I actually have it here. I have all my receipts. Can I show it to you? I actually gathered all my receipts. Oh, wait, Tony Rose is back. Okay, I'll tell my receipts, my stuff later. Tony Rose, we got cut off. Okay, what is that again? So where were we again? Hold on. Okay. The bank. Yeah.
Try to negotiate with that collection company, and make sure that if you paid off either the one fourth or the one half of it, make sure you get a letter that they're going to take that out from your credit history.
Do they always take it out though?
Some of them will. That's why you're negotiating. That should be part of your negotiation. Hey, I'm paying you already. Okay. This is my payment. This is what we agree upon. And one of it is you have to take it out on my credit history.
Oh, that's so good. So how long does it take though?
It takes about, depending on the reporting of that agency, it takes about 45 days to 60 days in terms of updating on your credit. It doesn't happen right away.
Oh my gosh. See, it's Toros. I hope that everyone has the same bank manager as you are. She's amazing. Like, she literally like helped us in a lot of ways. Okay. Now where is my receipt? Here. Wait, Toros, have you heard of this app? It's called what is that app again? Where is that app? Have you heard of this app, Tony Rose? It's called the Fetch app. So I have all my receipts. Look at all my grocery receipts. So apparently this grocery receipts, you know, like how we just throw them and whatever. Now you can actually keep them and then take a picture of it and, you know, put it on this Fetch app, and it can it can turn into an Amazon card.
Yes, I do have that too.
Really? Oh my gosh.
So stingy. I have all the apps, and I have all of this, like, use your card to pay insurance, you get $10. I have that all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You should let online banking, mobile banking.
You can really? Ones, you should just really know all these apps and stuff. Wait, I wanna do that. You know what I've also noticed? If you really just pick up the phone and really call and tell them, hey, this is what's happening. This is, you know, like, they will actually, people with companies, if you, you know, even with medical, even with the doctors, they actually give you discount nowadays. Yes. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just pick up the phone and just don't let it sit there. Don't let your bill sit there and not open it. Open it one by one and really take a look at it and see, okay, which one should we have to, you know, do we need to pay now? Which one do we need to pay later? You know, like all those, aware of what, you know, what bills you need to pay. Anyway,
budgeting
as well. Tony Rose, what are the three? Okay, just a take home. What are the three advice that you can, you know, you can give all our, offer women?
Well, number one, extreme budgeting. Be cautious. Every cent, every dollar counts. Okay. Number two, explore your options. Talk to your banker. Talk to your mortgage officer. You know, consult other people. What are the best thing to do with your situation and everything else? And also, take advantage of the pandemic. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Yes, it's a bad thing. There's a lot of people, you know, dying and everything else. But look at the silver lining of this situation. You can make a business out of it. You can, you know, this attitude is described as the way we see things. Mm-hmm. So attitude is like a flat tire. You can never go to destination until you change it. So always remember that, think positive in everything that you do. And of course, every failure teaches you a lesson, that lesson that you have to carry to move forward and move on. And of course, every failure carries with it a seed of an equivalent or greater value and benefit. So that's it.
Wow. Good advice, sir. Look at you, Tony Rose. So good. Wait, before we end this this show, I want to ask about mortgages. Since you mentioned it, can I ask you a little bit about that?
Yes.
Because I know that there is what is this thing that you can have like 2 months rent free? Is that true, or is it true that you don't bust the myth? What's really going on? Can you really pay, you know, your mortgages, you know, later on, like in after 3 months? What's really happening? You would know this. You would know this because you have mortgages in the bank as well.
Right now, banks are offering, from what I've learned and what I've gathered, there are banks that are offering deferral payment, which is meaning to say we're postponing your payment.
Okay.
Either 3 months or 6 months. That there is also what we call the forbearance.
Okay.
Forbearance is you stop the payment for 3 months, but you're going to pay it balloon on the fourth month, which is, that's something that we don't want. So right now with your mortgage situations, there's nothing wrong to explore your options. Ask your banker, ask your lender officer, what should I do? This is my situation, Tony Rose. And of course, during the time when everything is still okay, a lot of people might be offering, when in the bank, a lot of tellers or bankers might have been offering you home equity line of credit. And we usually tell them, oh, I don't need it. Oh, I don't need it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you might not need it, but when you need it, it would be harder for you to get. Because you have to remember, home equity line of credit is just an open credit. It's kind of like a credit card, but it's an open credit with the value of your house. You don't have to use it. It's free. Okay. There's no fee to apply.
Is there any danger to it though?
No. The only danger for it is if you borrow over time, then you can't pay it. That's the only time. But like right now, if you have a home equity line open right now and you don't have a job, that will help you buy you some time.
Oh.
You can use that money. The home equity line is either you can use it to upgrade your house, you can use it for your kids' tuition fee, or you can use it as emergency
funds. Can you leave your house? I'm sorry. Can you lose your house though if you do that?
Yes. Basically, you can if you can't pay it anymore. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a mortgage. If you can't pay it anymore, then you go on default and you go on that one. But it's a good thing to have, especially on rainy days. Because if you still have your house available and you don't have, you don't know where to go, use your liquid asset of your money.
Okay. So that's kind of like, that's kind of like scary too, right?
It is kind of scary too, but you will need it if you don't have food to put it in the table.
Yeah,
or
that's
if
so
you're
going to
lose something else, you know, something important. But of course, house and food are the top two things that we always have to take care of. So as much as possible, if you can pay your mortgage,
Okay, and if you can't really get food, you know, the churches are giving food, right?
Food banks. There are food banks.
Food banks as well, right? Oh my gosh. And can we thank everyone who's giving away food? Oh my gosh. Right? That's so good. You know what? I'm going to do that one of these days. Just cook. You know who did this, Max? Remember? You know who did this? Christina Kuzmic. She did this. I'm going to share this with you, Tony, and to all these women. She did this. She didn't have any money. She started, you know, she was getting food from food bank, right? Yeah. And then what she did is just, okay, she would go to 99 cents, buy, you know, food and everything. And just that's what she started. She started cooking and cooking. And yeah, she used to get food from Starbucks, the old, and give it to people. Like that's, you have to watch our show, The Polish Woman with Christina Kuzmic. It's amazing. Just like you, Tony Rose, you know, you did this thing with your children, started with less than $100, and now Mango Float. Remember this. Oh my gosh, if you want a fresh dessert, so refreshing, it's just amazing. And you are in LA area, go to Mango Float, and it's very, do you guys deliver?
They do deliver in some area.
Okay.
Right now, they have free, since we move in Simi Valley, we have free delivery here in Simi Valley. But they do meet up Saturdays.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Tony. You're so good. All this. Yeah, very, very good information for all of you moms out there. And remember, she's not really selling anything. She's just here to, you know, she helped us. To help us. We need help right now in times of trouble. So thank you so much, Tony. Sure. So much. I'm gonna see you. By the way, her clients are, I don't want to say, but you know. Yeah, we're gonna have you back on the show. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate
so
it. She didn't go to work for us. Okay. Bye, Tony.
Thank you. Bye.
My gosh, did you hear that, Max? It's crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay, so now I am telling you, please don't forget, if you need extra money. Need extra stuff for grocery, this is what you can have. You know, keep all your grocery receipts and download the Fetch app. And also, try this. Yeah, and follow us on our Instagram page, The Polished. Yeah, which one? The Polished Woman. Yeah, The Polished Woman. You can go to my bio and just press the link tree. You can see all of our podcast shows. Everything is there. Okay, so if you wanna, you know, my advice for you guys, if you spend from the heart, spend only on things that you really need right now. Literally, we all work from home right now. Just have one car. Why do you need a car? And if you can't really afford to pay, who cares? There's always an Uber. There's always you can always borrow from someone, okay? And then forget about dining outside every week or every weekend or every now and then. Forget about that. Forget about buying clothes right now. You don't really need it. Seriously, you're not going out. Look at my fashion segment. You can go buy clothes from the upcycle. Yeah, and Crossroads. All this secondhand, you don't have to buy and sell your clothes as well. And we don't need to buy makeup as well. We're all covered. Our face are all covered. There's no need to buy makeup. For every three you make, save two and spend one. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Okay, and this is my last advice for you. I have a friend who actually lost everything, shut down her business. And I felt so bad. I said, I'm so sorry. I feel so sorry. I was feeling sorry for her. And you know what she answered me back? Jessica, I know you're sorry for me, but you know what? Life has to go on. This is what her advice, this is what she told me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it goes on. She was not even scared. She was not even, worried about it. She's like, just life will go on and I'll do my next, whatever things that she needs to do, she'll do it now. So yeah, this is like a war. So remember that while money is important, it's not the only valuable resource you have, the skills you have, according to Tony Rose as well. Maybe you're incredible at organizing, or maybe you're great at math, then you can tutor, right? Or any one of 100 things. How can you use the skills to help yourself or others? So do this. Now is the time to use them. Okay. Yes, you have God-given gifts. And remember, I learned this on our Bible study. Don't worry. Surrender it all to God. Yeah, and have faith. Trust Him. There is an answer. There is an answer for tomorrow. Okay? Oh, for today. And today. Okay, ladies, I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. I had a great, great guest for today. And next week, I don't know what our topic yet, but... Follow me on The Polished Woman, so you'll all the podcast station. Thank you so much. The Polished Woman, Instagram, and Facebook. See you all next week, Monday. And don't forget to give love, really give love to the next person that you see after listening and watching to our show, because we need that. Everyone needs it. Thank you so much and happy Monday. Bye. Love. Through faith.